kuliqiniso nje ukuqakathekile ukuthi sidile le issue foreign currency exchange rate on the market le economy Zimbabwe. I-focus yabo ngiyayibona yabo 10%. Kodwa le kukhathazeka ukuthi uvele ngapha u 10% bamthole njani ngoba asingeke sithi into ezingu 5 abaziqambileyo zingakontribute 2% 2% equally to a growth of 10% every year. Although siyavumelana labo ukuthi if we correct that we will have definitely an economic growth in Zimbabwe, very positive. Ngoba economies azikasawukusebenza ikustrive. Ungakhala kwezokulima, we have challenges like now. Zimbabwe is an agro-driven economy. Now it will have serious pressures given the effect of the drought. Farmers will not be able to pay back their loans. They will not be able to pay to go back into the food next year. They will need to be helped. And some of these mitigation effects, as ever, as John Kulumende, cause our challenges in terms of managing debt, national debt, and also managing our monetary policy and the fiscal policy in terms of discipline of government expenditure. So, there's a challenge. Kubanzima kwesikhathi to implement some of these things that have been put forward by World Bank in a space of 1 year or two, especially given ngalingela what we call financial support beyond your budget and taxes.
Ezinye izixwayiso zeWorld Bank izixwayiso lelibhanga elitshona likhuluma ngazo. Kodwa lanamhla lokhu uhulumende kagazilandeli kuyinokuhluphayo.
In terms of implementation, uhulumende wethu uslow. Owesibili, kulobu gwele, kulabantu abakholisayo njalo abayenzayo imali loba impilo ngalesi sikhathi lalo mumo. Ungakunazelela ukuthi eZimbabwe kulabantu abasebenza imali. Nxa sithanda abasebenza imali, abasebenzi to produce anything, abasebenzi to provide any services, but basebenza imali, playing around exchange rate. Arbitrage, nxa sithi arbitrage sikhala ukuthi uhulumende uthi rate yile kodwa nxa siyathenga phandle irate liya okuigebu kokanayi kokuthiwa i-arbitrage kulabantu abaphila ngakho abalesifiso njalo abakhangele ukuthi kube into eyenzakala ngensuku ngensuku